Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Myth, Get 'em Radio, as we present new discovery host. Proverbs 18:16 says, your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. The Lord has gifted these new discovery hosts behind the scenes. Now, the Lord has made room for those gifts on Get 'em Radio. Our lines will be open, so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, prayer, and prophecy requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Get 'em Radio's New Discoveries host. My name is Rachel, Minister Rachel Ross, and I will be your host for tonight by the very grace of God. My topic is divorce, but not from God. Hallelujah. I want to begin with an opening prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do on tonight. I thank you for how you're going to heal, Lord, as they hear what you have graced me to live through during my divorce. Keep them, O God, and strengthen them, Lord, and heal their heart in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just want to thank you for what you're going to do and what you're continually doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, everybody. And I want to give a little bit of a background story. I was married 2007. I have six beautiful children. But when you go ahead of God and you don't really wait patiently on Him, and there's things that begin to happen. And so I went through some things in my marriage, and God healed me through them, a lot of verbal abuse and stuff like that. When you wait on the Lord, you get His perfect match, where it means you would be that missing rib to that Adam. And so God has let me know that He has not left me, even though I walked away for a moment, someone that wasn't His choice, and now I'm divorced. And my divorce was back in 2014. But God has covered me through all of that. So many things kept coming at me. I lost my job like years ago, but God kept sustaining me and my children through His mercy and through His grace. And I gave my life totally over to Him in my early 20s when my first son was born. Now he's going on 20 years old by the very grace of God this September. And I just give God praise for giving me strength to live through all of the bad decisions that we make when we go ahead of Him. I'm not saying that it's okay what I did, but I repented and God forgave me. He gave me some forgiveness scriptures, and He also had me to look up some marriage scriptures. But I want to start with the forgiveness scriptures, because when we go through a divorce, we feel broken, we feel lonely, we feel abandoned. So I just want to speak on, there's a forgiveness scripture that I want to read. It is in the book of, get to that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I apologize. I should have had it open by now. I had the marriage one open to let you know about. That's in Deuteronomy. I'll read the marriage one first because marriage is a blessing when it's done in God. It says, Deuteronomy 24, it says, when a man have taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to her and send her out of his house. Now, I began to read this, and I began to read verse 2. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And then I read verse 3, because I was like, God, you got to help me with this one, because I'm like, okay. Because I only believe that marriage should be done once. But God is showing me when it's done in him, it's going to be done the right way. Because I thought it was too late for me, but God, he's healed me through a lot. And so I'm going to read verse 3. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hands, and send it her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, then it says her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she is defiled. That's what it's saying. It goes on to say much more, but what I want to say about that is that I said, Lord, I think that I'm still married to you, and I'm walking closely with you now. I've learned a lot, and I'm so grateful for his forgiveness, for his salvation, for me just giving him my all and crying out to him during all those times that I went through the marriage, going through the divorce. I was pregnant with my last daughter and almost lost her, going to the courthouse, getting the divorce and getting all the paperwork done, but God preserved her life and my life. They had said there were some issues, some things going through with me. I had to go to the Cancer Research Center, but God, he just healed me. I mean, he supernaturally, like the woman with the issue of blood, I didn't have to get another surgery. I got one surgery after my daughter was born, and I just give God glory that I did not have to get another surgery. They tested me. They said, there's something wrong with you. You can't find anything. Even they said my very cervix or uterus was just, it was normal. It just looked like I didn't have any kids. And I say, God, you are an amazing God. I was like, oh my dear. See, he does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think. He is an amazing God. I just thank him that I didn't let I didn't focus on the divorce. I just focused that I'm still married to him. I repented and he forgave me. And I'm going to read a forgiveness scripture. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. It is found in, I'm going to go to Acts 26 and 18. Yeah, I had a bookmark in there. Probably one of my little children made one of these nice little things, and I put one of their little drawings as a bookmark at it. Okay, it's 26, chapter 26 in the book of Acts, verse 18. And it says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Now, when we in Christ Jesus, we receive his inheritance. So I'm so glad because my life is hidden in Christ, and he is married to the backslider. When I had backslid and married someone that wasn't God's choice, God reminds me I'm still his. I'm still his. Come on back, Rachel. Come on back. Hallelujah. I'm going to use this. I'm going to work all of this for your good. And he did. And he is. He blessed me to write a book. He blessed me to basically survive on a small income as if I'm middle class and working class. And I give him praise. I don't get alimony. I don't get welfare. But I'm not saying that nothing bad about those who do. I just say, I know it's just a stepping stone. Don't despise today, your small beginning. God can take you through and give you victory. So he blessed me to write a book, and he graced me with wisdom on how to budget and how to stock up. And I just give him praise. I thank him for his guidance every day. I must seek him while he may be found. I must call upon him while he is near. He is like the air I breathe. He is so wonderful, and he is so glorious. Now, I just want to thank you, Lord, for how you bless us to get through divorce, bless us to get through sicknesses, bless us to get through pain being abandoned. God will heal you from that, being rejected. He healed me from that. He told me to love myself. He showed me how to love myself and how to love my beautiful daughters and my handsome sons, to teach them and to speak life over them. That's God's beautiful given word, to let them know that marriage is beautiful. Marriage is a gift from God between one man and one woman. The beautiful, beautiful traditional marriage, which I believe and stand firm on. I love the Lord, and he's awesome. He made man for woman. Hallelujah. And I am somebody's missing rib, and maybe you have had a divorce. God made you for someone if you still desire to get married. Marriage is a gift from God. When two people can find one, when God can grace that man to find you, he's going to find a good thing and obtain a favor from the Lord. So don't. I know divorce is a setback, but God can make you a blessed comeback. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he will truly do what Romans 8:28 says. He will work it together for our good. Hallelujah. To those who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And grace is given unto you. I'm saying that right there because that's not written there, but I'm just saying grace is given unto you, and that grace is through the Lord Jesus Christ when you receive him as Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And when the time comes when you want to ask questions or have you can give encouragement. You can press your number one key and give encouragement. And even ask for prayer. But we always begin with Pastor Mom. I will be opening up the line soon, but I want to give a little bit more scriptures on marriage. I'm going to go to, Matthew 22, verse 30. And I do thank God for marriage. Marriage is a blessing, and you got to work at it. And that it takes you to take 100% the husband and 100% the wife. You got to work at it, showing love and everything, understanding, being open and being honest with one another and with God, putting God first together. You're growing as one together. And if one is not able to come together, then God will help you and give you wisdom on what you need to do, whether it will end in divorce or you'll continue to stay together. But I'm going to go through 2:30. Okay. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given to marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. So some of you may not be given into marriage, and you just be, even if you had a divorce, God may want to just keep you unto himself, that you may grow closer and love him, because he may want to open himself totally to you, because he desires for you to draw closer. So another marriage may not be for someone who has gotten a divorce, whether you be a man who wants a wife or a woman who wants a husband. God has a plan for each of us. And though my first marriage ended, I still have a heavenly marriage with my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So I just give him glory for that. Hallelujah. And I am really grateful for his goodness. I mean, I've cried a lot, but he also gave me joy. Like my beautiful God Aunt Helen said, I tasted the bitter, and now God is going to bless me to taste, you know, the sweet. So I look forward to the sweet in his timing. I won't rush it. I won't rush. He's a good God. Okay. Let me go to another marriage scripture. John 2, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, that's me turning the page. Like in our life, as God, when he writes a chapter in our life, he's turning the page. Okay. And the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And verse 2 says, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So this is really nice. Jesus attended the marriage. His mom was originally there. And so we also know what happened. He turned water into wine, which is beautiful. You think for the marriage, for the wedding, for them to celebrate. But the miracle that he performed, hallelujah. It didn't say he drank any, but it said he performed. he turned water into wine. Hallelujah. Because I know some people try to twist scripture and say, well, Jesus made wine, so we can drink it. No, you want to use wisdom. So, I'm drinking the new wine of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it like that. As he helped me through the challenges that I face being a single mom now with my 6 children. I have full custody and sole custody of them, and God has blessed me all the way through. I mean, he given me instruction, and I give him glory for that. That is a blessing, because we got to be still and know that he is God. In every situation, even if it looks like the waves of water come crashing, Jesus is that anchor. He is that life jacket. Hallelujah. He's that life jacket when you get that diagnosis. He's that life jacket when that divorce happens. He's that life jacket whatever happens in your life. And the only way you can receive that life jacket is if you receive God's only begotten Son into your heart. So, to receive God's sweet gift, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And also in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you want to be saved, you can repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me, and he was raised on the third day. Please forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Yeah, you got to make this personal. Please show me your will and help me to follow you. I receive your gift of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. If you had prayed that prayer with all your heart, say, and the angels in heaven have signed your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can put on your calendar, my spiritual birthday today is the 7th month, this 23rd day, and it's 20 and 20th year. And you can celebrate it every day saying, I gave my life to Jesus. I gave my heart to Jesus so I can reap these blessings and share this inheritance that Jesus Christ gave to me and shared with me in his forgiveness and abundance of his mercy. This is God's unmerited favor to mankind. Hallelujah. 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 As we know, before we open up the line, Pastor Mom is always first. So if you have any comments or any prayer requests or even some encouragement for me, I appreciate it. We will be opening up the line soon. Okay. And then, let me read to you another scripture. And this is a scripture on forgiveness, another scripture on forgiveness that's going to be Psalm 130, verse 4. Because it's always good to forgive. Forgive your ex-husband. Forgive your ex-wife. Don't hold anything about them because God will not forgive you if you don't forgive others. So I had to forgive. I had to ask God to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me because I couldn't be bitter. God gave me 3 handsome sons, so I have to speak life into them. They look like my husband. I would not want to hurt their feelings or say anything that God would not want me to say over them. So I had to forgive because forgiveness allows you to live God's will on purpose. When you forgive, God can show up and show out in your life. If you keep having unforgiveness in your heart for your spouse, you can't move forward. Now, I needed to move forward, so I needed God to come in and do some Holy Ghost surgery on my heart, on my mind, and on my soul because I was hurting. I was like, I have all these children, Father God. Me and him are accountable for their precious lives, for their spiritual upbringing, for everything. And God took me through so much because my ex-husband didn't want to give up fleshly things like sinning against his body, cigarettes and lust and all those kinds of things. That's what tears up the marriage. He needed to forgive, give up those things. And I just say, Lord, please help him. Please save him. You got to begin to pray for your ex-husband or pray for your ex-wife that God will heal them, that he will save them, that he will, because I really, 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 truly want him saved. But I couldn't make him get saved. I couldn't bring him to the cross. I can only introduce him, and I have to let God take control. So Psalm 30, verse 4, it says, but there is forgiveness with thee, thou mayest be feared. So when we respect God, when we forgive, we're respecting God. We're respecting his word because he said, forgive those who trespass against you. And if we, I'm paraphrasing right here. If we don't forgive others, like I said, God will not forgive us. So it is important, truly important that you forgive. Otherwise, you are going to cause sickness to come upon yourself. You need to stay healthy. So please forgive. Don't hold it on. Don't hold it in. Otherwise, you can't see your future. God may have a good blessing right there that will love you the way you need to be loved, that will restore to you. He's going to restore, like in the book of Joel, restore to you what the cankerworm and the palmer worm has stolen from you. God is going to restore, and that is what he told me. He's going to restore. I'm going to go to the book of Joel that you may hear this in your ears and be encouraged in your soul. And then I'm going to read Jeremiah 29:11, and I know that is a very familiar passage. But let me go to the book of Joel, how people may pronounce it Joel, but I say Joel. The book of Joel, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. I had it bookmarked, but oh my dear, I shouldn't have let my book close. Oh Father God, bring me to it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. I'll get it. Oh, Father God, where did I do it? Oh, praise God. Praise God to whom all blessings flow. I have it right on time. And it says, okay, look at you. Okay, verse 25, it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army which I sent among you, ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that's verse 26, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. And verse 27 says of the book of Joel 2, and verse 27 says, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. God don't want you to be ashamed. He took your shame to the cross when he sent his son Jesus to die for you. So I am grateful for his mercy, and I'm grateful for his restoration in my life. And may he bless you and restore you, restore your hope and restore your faith. Hallelujah. In him, and renew your mind in him daily by staying in his word, because he said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you know the truth. His name is Jesus. He's our true hope. Hallelujah. My beautiful godmom made this beautiful song, and me and my kids are singing it. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name, in the name of the Lord. That is a beautiful song, and that will take you through. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing for warfare. Whenever the enemy's trying to come to your mind with this, with things that happen in your divorce and things that happen in your house, you just begin to sing song or any other song that God may bring up in your heart and in your spirit. And also, just keep singing it over and over again. Or maybe a scripture, Psalms 91 or Isaiah 53:5, where he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. You can sing that scripture, because these scriptures are our food and are our mighty battle axe and sword to defeat the enemy. These are the weapons of our warfare, because we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ, into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. God is a good God, and he is holy. And I am so glad that you can overcome a bad divorce. You can overcome a bad diagnosis. You can overcome anything, even in this pandemic of COVID-19. Jesus is Lord over everything. He is the medicine. Take him with faith. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So you can press your number one key, and you can give encouragement. You can even receive prayer. I'll even pray for you. But we always know, like I said, Pastor Mom is first. So you can give any comments. Okay. So stay encouraged and know that the Lord really does love you. Oh, hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi, how are you doing? I am blessed. Everything you said. That God is a good God, and he never is all alone, and I like to hear you say that.
Oh, thank you. I'm so encouraged.
You're a sweet girl. Really is. And I love you, and I thank the Lord for you. And I thank the for your speaking tonight. You did a good job.
Oh, thank you. To God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He was such an encourager.
He just carries all along, and I just thank the Lord for you sharing his word today. And keep going carrying his word, and keep on talking about how good he is, because he's a good God.
Amen. Would you like me to pray for you, Pastor Mo?
Huh?
Would you like me to pray for you?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, keep my spiritual godmom strong, oh God. Thank you for the wisdom and the legacy in her life, oh God, that she's just spreading your love, oh Lord. And thank you that when everyone hears the sound of her voice, they are encouraged. Keep her, oh God, all the days of her life. In Jesus' name, strengthen her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Lord is going to be really going to carry you through because you did a good job.
Amen. You have a blessed night.
You too, Don.
Oh, and next is Bishop Aaron McCleary. Oh.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, blessed.
I just wanted to call to encourage you. What a beautiful message and a beautiful testimony. I thank God for those in the audience that don't know you personally. I know that you had come through a whole lot, but you had always been one that's been a fighter in the Lord. And I remember the first time I ever met you, I think when I first met you, we was at you was at a different church that was getting ready to close, and then you came to Christian Fellowship after they closed up. And what a blessing you have been to our congregation there at Christian Fellowship. And just knowing you down through the years, even as time has changed, we moved back to Atlanta. But you've always been a source of encouragement and blessing. And I just want to bless you tonight and thank God for you. The word of the Lord was right. And I thank God that you, the expression of how you express how God will see you through anything. And that can even apply even beyond your subject of divorce. That applies to anything that we encounter in life, that we can look to God and know that he is going to be one to see us through. And I thank you for being so eloquent in your stating of that. And please, please just take this moment also for a word of prayer from you.
Oh, okay. Father God, I lift up Bishop Aaron and his beautiful wife and his family. Keep them, Lord, and strengthen them. Thank you for the wisdom that you blessed the past, that he's able to pass it on to his grandchildren. Thank you for the fruit from him and his wife and how they stand firm in marriage, beautiful, blessed marriage. Keep them, Lord, strong from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Bless their health, oh God, because you are the holy medicine in their life, holding them together. Keep them, Lord God, all the days of their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Love you. Keep up the good work.
Oh, next is Lady Sabrina. Oh.
God bless you. God bless you. I just want to say that I love you and thank you for the prayer. I receive it in Jesus' name. You have done a wonderful job. You have encouraged. And I just want to say I love you very, very much. And as Bishop McCleary has said, knowing you down through the years, and I was even telling him how when Rashad was three, that he was actually in my classroom. And I remember him being in my classroom. You would never call him Rashad. You would always call him Man of God.
Yes.
Even back then, you were speaking it into existence of what he is and what he's going to be. And I just say again, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice you have made to bring the word tonight. And I just thank God and rejoice with you for freedom of a new life. And may God continue to bless you, bless your family, keep you, cover you. And I just want to say I love your whole family. God bless.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Enjoy your night. Oh, Pastor Bryce. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's met.
Praise God.
Hi, Pastor Bryce. Oh,
okay, all right. I'm used to you calling me Aunt Helen. I said, did she actually call me? Hallelujah. God bless you, precious woman of God. I thank God so much for you tonight, Minister Rachel. As I listened to the word that you gave tonight, I said how very rich it was. Just such a rich message. And even I just thank God that they, it is able to be archived so that ones that will come back and listen to, you know, to what the messages that God gave you, the message God gave you tonight, and can be blessed, and can be blessed, young and old alike. And I thank God for it. I know that I too have been divorced. I was married for 7 years. I've been now with my husband now for 45 years. But the first husband I was with for 7 years. And there was abuse, physical abuse. There were other things that went on during the marriage. And when I came out of the marriage, I was so glad that you said that we must walk in forgiveness. And that's one of the things, and it's really, you said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, if we don't forgive others, neither will we be forgiven. So that in paragraph, that's from the Bible right there. I thank God so much for you. Hallelujah. I thank God so much for that. And each night I pray for my ex-husband. I keep him in prayer and intercede for him and for his brothers, his sisters, and his family. And sometimes as they call them, ex-brothers and sisters-in-law, when things happen that they need prayer, they'll get back in contact with me for me to intercede. In fact, one of my sisters-in-laws, her name is Zola, and she lived with me for a while in my home when me and her brother were together. Her daughter's name is Tiffany, Zola and Tiffany. Tiffany's son, I think he's about 18, 19, was killed the other day. So I'd ask when I finish with this, that we would keep up Zola, the grandmama, yes. Tiffany, the mother, and keep them up in prayer, and the whole family at this horrific death of the son. And then, and they're still related to my son, Don. And so that's his cousins. And he knew of Tiffany and his aunties, and he knows of them and everything. In fact, my son, I could never forget about my ex-husband, because my son was born on his birthday. My son turned 51 on June 20th, and his dad turned 70 on June 20th. And my son, Don, had his daughter on June 20th, and so she just celebrated her birthday on June 20th. So it was just something. So I just pray that you would keep them in prayer. Another thing I wanted to say about your message tonight is that I think about with my daughter Amber, and you and my daughter Amber remind me of each other in some ways, because God has given you all such a beautiful, clear kind of soprano voice. And to some, if they take it and look at it, and I don't, because I know what's in you and on you by the Spirit of God, they'll look at them as if they're just somebody's a little bit of fluff. And don't let you be pretty and have nice hair. They think that it's just a little bit of fluff. But I can remember many years ago when I had been in the Lord for a little while, I would watch other saints of God, and I would see a depth that they seemed like they were deep in the things of God. And they had a relationship, a love relationship with God, and that they just, I mean, it was just a tremendous walk with God. And I can remember asking God, don't let me be a little bit of fluff. Lord God, I don't want to be somebody that's just like a lot of fluff in here and nothing underneath it. You know, have you ever seen when, lint will just be pushed from one place to another? Mm-hmm. It's just rolling like the tumbleweed and or the lint. But the lint is just like if you ever had when you clean out your dryer.
With the dusting,
you clean out the dryer,
dust,
you know.
We don't want to be like that. We just want to be meet for the master's use. He's wonderful in everything. Just acknowledge him in all of our ways, giving him glory, even when we smile.
Amen. So what I wanted to say was that with you, I saw that God, that your roots were so deep in the Lord. You're not a little bit of fluff. That you were, as well as my daughter Amber, she's not a little bit of fluff. and you're not a little bit of fluff. But I saw, and no validation. You don't need any validation from me, but that's an observation because we're epistles that are read by all men. So I just wanted to say to you that I thank God for the roots that he's given you so deep in him. He's given you height in him, and he's given you depth in him. And those roots have gone down deep so that you could be able to give that rich message like you did today. I just thank God for you and for that word. That was just what I wanted to say. Even though I was talking about that, the fluff, I wasn't referring to you as no fluff. No sirree. I said, no. And I'm telling you, if I didn't know God, I'd be scared of you. I'm scared. I've been scared of folks like you. And what I'm talking about scared, I'm talking about that there are people, you remind me of my mentor, the one, her name is Zola, too. That's not my ex-sister-in-law, but Zola. And I mean, she had such a tremendous, awesome walk in the Lord until sometimes I'd be frightened around her. And I see that same thing on you. You have a depth in the Lord, such a deep and a depthness. I thank God for it. So I thank God for the richness of the message and all that you have been through. I thank God because that is what, when we come out on that other end, that's where God has made us, even in the furnaces of affliction, and I give glory to God. Now, so I ask for prayer tonight. I ask for prayer for my husband Joe and myself. We've been having some things concerning our physical bodies, and we're standing against it in Jesus' name. For some reason, and I rebuke this because I know God lets us feel people's pain, towards that night, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a spirit of headache tries to come in. We rebuke that thing. And I told my husband, I said, it might be one of our grandchildren. And so my granddaughter, she called today, and she talked to me today. She lives in Los Angeles. And I asked her, I said, she used to have these terrible migraine headaches. And as we were interceding one night, I told her, I said, Joe, let's pray for Kyra because it must be somebody that's not ours. And so sure enough, when I talked to her today, Kyra said to me today, and if you got a list, Kyra is her name. She said, Grandma, she said, I was in San Diego on vacation. And she said, my head started hurting, and I had to go get me some Tylenol while I was in Las Vegas. Not Las Vegas, in San Diego. So I just asked for prayer for me and my family, prayer for my girls as they're caretaking for us. Sometimes they get a little weary because they try to outdo themselves. They stayed up all night long trying to make sure that when their dad got up this morning, that everything, they made him oxtail. His birthday, Joe's birthday is today, and his 81st birthday, and they wanted to make sure he had oxtails and sweet potatoes and vegetables, and they've got a cheesecake and all of those things. But then sometimes I watch, and they, when they come on those times of the month, their body sometimes has tried to, the enemy has tried to work with those monthly symptoms, and during the time of it and even after. So I ask for prayer for Joy and for Amber also. So that's what I wanted. Thank you. And thank you for that wonderful message tonight, precious woman of God.
All right. I'll pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I lift up all those who my God has mentioned right now in Jesus, and I ask, Lord, that you meet them, hallelujah, at their very need, oh God. And strengthen them, Lord, for you know all that they need, Father God. I ask that you go to their bodies from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. You are the God of their heels, oh God. Hallelujah. Heal of the word in Isaiah 53:5, where it says, you are wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our people is upon you, and by whose stripes we are healed. So I thank you, Lord, for your healing medicine right now, your healing virtue by your spirit going into their body, into their mind, into their conscience, into their blood, into every area of their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you're strengthening my God cousins, both Joy and Amber, right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and you are comforting all those who have lost a loved one in the name of Jesus, for you are the everlasting God of all comfort. So, Father God, I thank you for your holy angels right now ministering your healing virtue unto them right now in the name of Jesus, from the very crowns of their head to the sole of their feet. Let them have tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by your grace and by your blood and by your spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you. Hi. Hi, Author Amber. Do you got your mute on?
Hello, Minister Rachel, and everyone who's listening. I just wanted to say and encourage your heart today, and I just thank God for you. And I want to tell you something that's been in my spirit the last couple of days. There's the Cinderella movie with Brandy, and at the end, one of my favorite songs is "There's Music in You," the one that Whitney Houston sings. Yes, and I keep envisioning in the spirit the happily ever after that she had for you. And happy ever afters are real because God can make it a reality for you. And I just wanted to tell you that that's what I see in the spirit, and he's going to bless you with much more, exceeding bunny bub, more than you could ever think. And I just wanted to let you know that, and that I thank God for you, and God has much better things ahead of you.
I thank God for you. I was watching a video of you on Instagram. I was so encouraged as you were reading your book at a conference that you was at. I saw it on Instagram when I showed you when I saw you on my Daughter of the Most High God page. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so beautiful. It's so encouraging.
Thank you so
much. And my little princess loved hearing from you. My tiny Amber. She is 8 years old. Yes, she's like, oh, let me listen. So tomorrow I'll let her see your Instagram when I go on it so she can hear.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. And I really thank God for you.
I thank God for you, too. God bless you and your sister and your mom and your dad. Love you.
Love you, too. Have a blessed night.
You, too. Up next is Reverend Sheila.
Yes, this is Reverend Sheila.
Hi, Reverend Sheila.
Hi, God bless you. And I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the message tonight. And it was anointed. And God is going to really bless you. I agree with that. And I see his children. They're going to be using the ministry of God. You have imparted much as he did. And God is going to bless you. And then I was just so elated a couple of weeks ago when the God had spoken the word over me. And I was like, receive that word. And I'm still going to be very happy. I had a very rough life, too. I've had many. Gone through a lot. And God, your godmother prophesied, Pastor Helen Price, she's one of my dear friends. They prophesied some things over me many years ago that are coming to pass now. And I just celebrated my 60th birthday. So,
happy 60th.
Well, I'm eternally 25 because I finished the 35th anniversary of my 25th birthday. And to be kept by God, even if you are that you did, God is still testing. And he's going to bless you. And I just thank you again for that wonderful word. It ministered to my heart and to your testimony. And God bless you. And I know your godmother is very proud of you. God bless you.
Oh, and God bless you too. And may God richly bless you. It's all that he would have you to do in your life for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right, good night. God bless.
Good night. And you enjoy your night. God bless.
You too.
Do anyone else would like to press the number one key? You are welcome to do so. You can get encouragement. You can get prayer. Be shy. God loves you. And it's still early, so you can get in the queue. Oh,
Sister Carrie is next. Hi.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Minister Rachel, I thank God for you. Your words and everything was so encouraging. I am a person that has been divorced, and sometimes when you do go through a divorce, you wonder what happened, especially when you want to be married and things happen. And sometimes you take it on yourself, like, what did I do? What could I have done? But
yes,
your words
are... Yes, but God, I thank God for your encouragement that he told me to love myself and that it wasn't me. I know I may have married someone, you know, ahead of God when I should have waited a little longer, but he still blessed me even in his mercy. So,
yes, that is so true. So I just want to say it is encouraging and builds one up. And I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for you. And I just bless you tonight, you and your family.
Thank you, and may God bless you richly and continue to strengthen you in all that he will have your hands to do. Hallelujah, because he loves you very much. We're in. And I know sometimes things happen to us, but God is greater than what happens to us. He's greater than everything, and he is a good God, and he never lets us go. I'm so glad he holds us up. Even when we think, when we don't feel him, he's still holding us. He's giving us one of big bear hugs and say, I won't let you go, even in all this. You may walk away from me, but I'm not letting you go. And you enjoy the night and stay encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Still have a chance to press your number one key. It's still early. We still have time. You can even receive prayer if you need. Oh, if there is no more in the queue, I will send announcement. Say the announcement. Okay. Listen to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Call in on 516-418-5699 on Sunday, East St. Louis Christ Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom McCoy is the senior pastor. And on Mondays, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, Bible Study Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And on Tuesdays, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. You will be blessed. Hallelujah. Because God gives you, he gives us interpretation of tongues, and he gives us good information. And on every second Wednesday of every month, Prophetic Healing at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the finale of the new Discovery Host series will be next Thursday, July 30th, 2020, hosted by Brother Joaquin Thomas. His broadcast is entitled Impact of the Art. He and his guests will discuss how to recognize being called by God into the art to usher people into God's presence through music, poetry, and the spoken word. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know about how to get my book, The Breaking for Your Making. It has a little bit of what I was talking about my life and about things that I went through in my life. My testimony is called The Breaking for Your Making. It's available on Amazon.com. And you can also reach me by Instagram. My Instagram name is Daughter of the Most High God, 7575. And listen to this podcast in its entirety. You can Google Get 'Em Radio, Minister Rachel Ross,
And if you simply just want to feast on over 800 Get 'Em Radio podcasts, just Google Get 'Em Radio. You will be so blessed. No more in the queue, and there's no more announcements. I'm going to give closing remarks and closing prayer. My closing remark is, please just trust God through everything that you grow through. And just give God the glory in all that. Just take your mind off the problems that you're going through and put it on Him. You may be in tears. Just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I may not like what I'm going through or what I have to face, but I will give you thanks right now for blessing me to breathe, blessing me to have my right mind, blessing me. Just begin to just thank Him for everything that He has blessed you to have. If He blessed you to make a meal, if He blessed you to have food in your refrigerator, thank Him because He loves you very much. God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. He really, truly do love you. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to do closing prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you've done through me, oh God, and what you're going to continually do through me and all around me. I thank you for my beautiful God mom for allowing me to host this new discovery segment right now. I'm divorced, but you are not divorced from God. It has been a blessing, and it's been a healing process for me, and I'm thankful that others were touched by this broadcast, and may others in the future be touched in Jesus' name. And thank you for all those who have come on, oh God, who have labored and listened and even prayed in the background for me. Keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them close to you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the more now as we see you approaching and coming, oh God, we thank you. I thank you for my beautiful God grandmother and my beautiful God mom. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for your gift. They are truly a gift to the body of Christ. Keep each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Y'all tell the people that.